Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it. What up, everyone? Welcome to another badass episode of Boss Up Babes. You guys know we are a weekly show dedicated to all you entrepreneurs, you innovators, you hustlers, your personal development junkies, and just you badass women who are looking to show up, boss up, and thrive in your life. For those of you who are newer to the show, welcome. Welcome to the Boss Up Babe show. If you are coming back for your second, third, or fourth dose of awesomeness, welcome back. I appreciate you listening. And I would appreciate your five-star rating and review if you are listening. Please, please, please. That's how we win all these amazing awards and get so much beautiful attention. So I would really, really appreciate that if you are listening. So today we are going to have a juicy as hell conversation about understanding your true value, becoming an advocate for your potential clients, and of course, getting to the real objection. So I have an amazing guest. I can't wait to bring her on here, Paige Stapleton. She's going to share her journey of leaving corporate and going to six figures in debt to building her own business from zero experiences to six figures in sales in only 8 months, y'all. I told you she's a badass babe doing the dang thing. I only bring on the coolest people. So we're going to bring her on here in a minute, but she discusses how becoming an advocate for your clients and prospects can shift everything for you and for your clients and for your prospects and how you can ultimately impact the world, right? Show up with more authenticity. So today's conversation is going to be juicy. She's guaranteed to accelerate results and to help, you know, you not leave so much money on the table, which is really, really important, y'all. But first, before we get into it, a quick life update. So if you were following me, this last couple of days, you know that I went and attended the military ball and I had so much fun. It was the 75th anniversary of the military. My husband is active duty and I just love going to these types of events. Like maybe it's because like I'm a junkie for balls and dressing up and looking like all super fab. However, what I love about these events is when you're sitting down, they're so traditional, right? And I appreciate that. They have such core values and structure with everything that they do, but they're traditional, right? So they bring on these amazing people to come into a ceremony for all the lost, you know, the fallen members that we've lost over hundreds of years of Air Force, or should I say 75? I guess we did just say 75 anniversary, but like, I just feel like that's actually pretty young compared to my mind. What I feel like the military has been around a lot longer than that. I should say that the Air Force. But anyways, I started crying, right? When the dude's standing up and giving his keynote about just how important it is to have like this sense of structure and value in their families, because we do lose a lot of members to suicide and all kinds of things, battle, all that jazz, mental health, poor mental health. So yeah, I was just sitting there and appreciating, you know, the fact that I get to go to these types of events with my husband, something that we've never been able to do. We're kind of a newer married couple. We dated during COVID and got married just a couple of years ago. And so we've not been able to attend any of the balls. We haven't really gotten to attend anything really cool like that and fancy schmancy. So it was nice to sit next to my husband. I was feel very proud as a military wife, because he does make me very proud. So that's a little life update. If you are curious about what I wore or the outfit or anything like that, feel free to go to my Facebook page. You know, I love flaunting that stuff. But anyways, okay, back to the juicy conversation. We have Paige in the house. Paige, welcome to the Boss Up Babe show. How are you?
I'm so awesome. I am so excited to be here with you, Carissa. This is such a treat for me.
Oh, girl, no, the honor is mine. Like, for real. I remember when I first met Paige, we're in a group coaching program together. I truly believe that, like, God brings the people into our lives that we're supposed to meet anyways. So it probably is a matter of time before we walked into the same room somewhere. But y'all, we have, the same coach. We're in a same mastermind coaching group. And Paige was one that, like, just screamed at me. Like, she's got her shit together, y'all. And I was like, okay, we had a one-to-one. We got to know each other. I was like, I need you on my show. So that's just like our little background. We've not known each other for a long time, but the little 45-minute one-on-one connection call that we had, I was like, oh yeah, I got to get this girl on the Boss of Babe show. So glad to have you. So, so glad to have you. I'm going to dive right in because these episodes go really, really fast. And I want to make sure that the ladies who are listening get like full value out of today's conversation, because I'm all about the no bullshit approach to living your best life and bossing up to that 6-7 figures. So tell us a little bit about you and your story and how you became the amazing Paige.
I love that. That's a really long story, but I'll make it short today. And I do want to just acknowledge your husband and you, and thank you for your service and his service. My, my son-in-law is also he's in the Army at Fort Bliss. Mm. And, so prayers always.
Yes.
And, such gratitude.
Thank you.
So I am kind of an unlikely entrepreneur, I would say, because I started out like as an actress. I was in New York City. I was a blues singer. You know, I was just like doing this whole creative life and working at a bank at the same time. Because, you got to make some money in the beginning.
Hey. Right?
So I had an alternative there. And then I ended up moving out of New York and with my now husband. Just went, honestly, it was one of those teleclasses where it was just like, your life can be different. And I was just in it, hook, line, and sinker. And my life has gone on this incredible trajectory since that, like, teleclass. I don't even know if people do teleclasses anymore.
I'm like, what's a teleclass?
Right. So I did one of those. We changed everything. We came from a very spiritual place and we gave everything away. And oh my gosh, we got into like massive debt, like 6 figures, massive debt, and moved up to Maine, way up out of New York. And we were so far up, Freeport. It was beautiful. It was so gorgeous and wonderful people. But anyway, so we got into a big pickle there and we found this incredible coach who supported us she recognized in us and saw a vision for us and helped us to see the vision for ourselves. Which is something that I think is just like, I want to talk about a little bit later today, because I think it's just so important. Mm-hmm. Long story short, from really no experience, 8 months later, we had a 6-figure business through this wonderful coach. And I will name her because she is fantastic. Suzanne Evans. She is amazing. And still connected to her to this day. This was almost 15 years ago. And she's amazing. And so she helped us to stop doing the 57 things we were doing, focus on the 3 things that were going to be making us money fast and helping people even faster. So we started doing that and we started doing speaking and networking and connecting and having these connection calls. And it was just incredible. And then like 10 months later, we had $500,000 business. It was just it was a wild ride. And here's the crux of that. It was fantastic. And then I kind of got into a place of not understanding my value, which is why I love talking about value, because I got into a place, I got into a fearful, scared place about value, my own value. Mm-hmm. And we ended up selling our business to our mentor and we came in to work with her in her business.
Yeah.
And that was great. And for the last 10 years, I've been helping her and her clients. She's a multiple 7-figure business. She has clients who are multiple 7 figures. And I've basically been selling and working with their clients for the past 10 years. I've sold at least $8 million in sales over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So I've been rocking out the sales. Thank goodness I fell in love with sales.
Yes.
Because I understand what that means to be an advocate, which is another thing I love to talk about, is instead of looking at it as a client with a, you know, a price tag on the top of their head, you yeah. know, it's really about having that connection with someone and finding out what they really want. And if you can help them to help them do that. So yeah. that's, so now I'm just bursting out of the seams with my own business again.
And yes. I love it. You guys, I want to just recognize, right? Cause I'm like, a lot of people think that they got like debt and then they're like, it's like they're drowning in it. But you had six figures worth of debt. So mean, like, and you, yeah. you like crawled out of this hole. You figured out your shit. You've hired a coach. You invested when you probably were like, what are we doing? We were six figures in debt. Why are we going to hire a coach to get more in debt? But sometimes we got to invest in ourselves to get out of this hole that we've put ourselves into. That's and right. there you guys have it, right? There was a point in time where it's like, now they're six figures up. They're making, you know, they're making an impact. They're, you know, making a profit, millions, all that jazz. Okay. So the biggest question is like, what do you do? Because women like, what do you do now as a coach?
Right now I work with, I'm doing the same thing I've been doing for the past 15 years. I help women, mostly women. I do work with men as well, but mostly I work with women mm-hmm. to help them to get more clients and make more money while staying in integrity with their passion and their purpose. So mm-hmm. I am all about that authenticity. I'm all about not changing things up for people, but just coming to people as you are. Mm-hmm. And that is the beautiful thing. And so often we are holding back. I so believe in action before perfection. Mm-hmm. So in really helping because, you know, we just want to do it perfect.
Yeah.
And really helping people to come out of trying to do it perfect, trying to present themselves as perfect mm-hmm. and just being who they are in their vulnerable situation, which makes the true contact.
Love that.
And makes the true connection.
Yes. Y'all, vulnerability yeah. is like sexy talk for me. Like I'm like, someone asked me, I was actually just on somebody else's podcast this morning. So I started the podcast and then like midday podcast. Like she asked me, she's like, what are you not willing to talk about on social media? And I'm like, shit, girl, there ain't nothing I'm not willing to talk about. Like, ask me a story. I'll tell you, like, you may not like what you hear and that's totally cool. But my authenticity is like a magnet right now. You know, like I'm just attracting so many awesome women. It's almost like they want to have that sense of permission to be a total fucking badass and nobody's giving it to them. And I'm like showing up like this and they're like, I want to be like you. And I'm like, you can be, you know, it's a natural okay. thing. But being vulnerable, being so authentic is like magnetic messaging attraction right now. It's just such a beautiful
yeah.
thing. I want to like pivot the conversation because you mentioned like value, right? You probably like understanding one's true value. So how does one even understand their own value so that they can actually start to show up in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously this is like a, you know, 10-day workshop, right? I mean, there's so much to learn for all of us around our value. Mm-hmm. But I just want to kind of like, I love to do practical, not just theory, but like practical things. And I think one of the most practical ways to be looking at your value is, and I have seen this with multiple six figure and seven and multiple seven figure business owners mm-hmm. who continue to look at what their packages are mm-hmm. as their value, what the features, and they keep adding more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And through all my years of, you know, cause I was coaching people at events. And mm-hmm. I had back-to-back 15-minute conversations with people. Mm-hmm. That was what the process was for three whole days. Ooh. I still do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And I meet fantastic people. But what I see happen is that people don't care about all the bells and whistles of a program. Mm-hmm. What they care about is the so that. So you get these calls with me so that we can, so mm-hmm. that you can. So going into that conversation of why these things and what they're going to do for you.
Yeah.
Right. And the only way you can really get into that is when you're really super clear about what that person wants. Mm-hmm. So too often people get, you know, business owners, they're so anxious to get out what they offer. And they feel like, if you just knew what I do, you know, if you knew what you would get with this, you would be so ecstatic, because you know, but you have to articulate it.
Yeah.
You have to articulate what that value is. That you can't just assume that they will know because they get to talk to you or because there's certain recordings or certain trainings. You have to explain it to them. You have to give them the so that, instead of just saying what the features are, and hopefully they'll be so amazed by your features. Does that make sense?
Yes, it actually just reminded me of like those old infomercial commercials with like, and this is what you get. And they never ever said, like, I'm thinking like the cooking stuff, right? Like, buy this Instapot and you'll get a second one for free, instead of just adding so that you can save time, energy, and money on all your weeknight meals. Boom, right?
Yes.
They don't tell you the transformation afterwards. They're like, this is why you need it. And this is all the, you know, like, this is the features on this new machine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to go through whatever you're offering. I work with mostly coaches, consultants, speakers, authors.
Right.
And so you have to go through what your offering is, whether it's a product or a program, whatever that is, you have to go through there and really have a so that for every single feature.
I love that
you can articulate it. And most of the time, I didn't talk about all the features. I would listen to the person, what they really wanted. If I thought the program would be a good program for them, I would say these three things. If you have these three things, then you're going to be golden this year. And these are the three things, and this is why.
Love it. So would you say you can always even use that in your messaging, like on social media right now? It's like, if you just stop talking about all the stuff and just pick like the top three things that they need, and then
go deeper, instead of kind of give them a big smorgasbord, give them like, you know, give them a meal, give them a good old juicy meal, you know, that they can sink their teeth into and really work with.
Absolutely.
That's something you can absolutely play into social media. Absolutely.
I love it. Cool. So let me, before we kind of keep diving in these amazing strategies and tips, you told me about this amazing offer that you're like, this bundle that you're going to offer to all of our listeners who are listening, who are going to boss up and take their business and their life to the next level. Tell us about that bundle right now.
I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. So, I love that. Let's just go. Okay, so the bundle that I have is actually a 3-video bundle.
Okay.
And the first is this assessment to really work out what your true value is. Mm. And so I'm going to take you through a process that I take my clients through for you to realize what your value is. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously better if we can do it in person or, you know, one-on-one, but this is a great training for you that you can do yourself.
Okay.
And usually when I do this with clients, we get to a place where your value is actually priceless.
Yeah.
Because if you start looking at the ripple effect of how you help your clients, whatever that is about, you know, whatever your service is, if you are really helping, when you help them, what's the ripple effect in every area of their life? Mm-hmm. So that's just a precursor, but I go deeper into it with this value assessment. And then also, because I have, you know, so much experience in sales for the past 15 years, one of my favorite things to talk about and help people with is the connected conversation blueprint that I have. So I'm going to actually take you through my entire connected conversations blueprint.
Wow.
And I'm even going to really go into the places where a lot of people miss in their sales conversations that are gold.
And so all these are in like 3 videos?
3 different videos. So that's the 2. And then I have another one that's called Stop Leaving Money on the Table. It's my Stop Leaving Money on the Table training. And this is where, and I love this, because we uncover your hidden potential to maximize your conversions. So the thing is, so many of us are missing the boat, and we are leaving so much money on the table because we feel like we've worked things out to the end where we really haven't.
Right.
We really haven't gone in. And so I'm going to give you a ton of ideas in this video for how you can actually look at where you've been leaving money on the table, whether that's around pricing, whether that's around your value, whether it's around who you're talking to and how you're getting those conversations. So we're going to really dive into that.
Oh my God. Y'all, seriously. Okay. So the link is down in the show notes. So go click freaking that, like take charge, like quit leaving money on the table. So becoming this sense of like, you know, like an advocate for your potential clients. What is this all about? Like you,
yeah,
it's your expertise in this area. Like, tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's something that that has become like so important to me, and it's really I kind of recognized it when I was actually having a sales conversation years ago.
Okay.
And I was having this conversation with this woman, and she was kind of hemming and hawing, but she seemed, you know, she was leaning forward, but she was still hemming and hawing a little bit. And I was like, I don't feel like we're having I said to her, I don't think we're having a real conversation. I asked her permission. Can we have a real conversation about really what's going on, what your true fears and objections are, and what's happening for you right now? And, and I do that when I hear somebody is very committed, but they're just nervous. They're a little afraid, but they are committed. I always ask the question, what's your commitment to your vision between 1 and 10, not to working with me, not to even having this business, to the vision of what this business, or, you know, I work with businesses. So what that vision is for your business. And when I started having that kind of a conversation, it was like, now we can brainstorm. Now we can deal with it. And maybe what's going on for you is a legitimate reason for you not to do this. And that's okay. My job is not to have you tell me yes. My job is to help you make a decision.
Right. Yeah. I think that's really important. I mean, even in my industry, right, with like the mindset and health, it quite often is never, you know, like I have a real conversation, but I think it's important for us coaches, whoever's out selling stuff, right? Programs, services, whatever. It's like, know that like what you're good at and what you're even can solve problems with, I think is important too, because so many women get on the call with me and they're looking for a quick fix, and I could take your money and be done with it, but then I'm not going to deliver exactly what they needed. And so it's really listening to them and saying, okay, you know what? I see where you're saying with this, like, let's make that powerful decision. Either way is cool. Whether it's with me or with somebody else, but the idea that I'm standing up for you and I'm going to give you permission to go out and get work on this. Like, it's really important, right? We do have to be the advocate, because quite often we don't have that in our lives. We don't have someone giving us permission to be great. You know, we don't have someone saying, hey, go and challenge yourself with this and grow and develop and whatnot. Cause so many people are like, just stay in this cute little box and it's safe and it's comfort, you know, and it's our jobs, I think, as a coach, you know, and as a consultant, to give these people what they actually really need, which then brings me to like the next thing. So I'm thinking like a sales call. There's always some kind of objection, right? Like, and you're saying, get to the real root. Don't be afraid. If that's you, don't be really afraid to say, okay, is it really the money thing, or what's going on deeper underneath that? Or what are your thoughts on objection?
Cause so often, especially if they're committed, like if somebody's not super committed, if they're like way down in a 3 or 4, I'm like, I have tons of resources that I always track. It's like, this could be a good place for you. I'm not really a good fit for you, but I can help you find somebody who can help you maybe get to that 10, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
But you know, money objection is like, is just like, people just, it will accept the money objection because they don't really want to have the conversation around money. But again, if you can go into a real conversation and say, if it wasn't for the money, is this something you would do?
Mm-hmm.
So take that out of the equation. Mm-hmm. And then now we're going to hear about, you know, if they're on board and they've heard what they needed to hear, you know, because sometimes if it's the money, they haven't heard something in there of how you can help them that matters to them. But let's say they do. And then all of a sudden they're like, my husband will never let me do it.
Yeah.
That's the objection. And then when you hear my conversation system that I have, Mm-hmm. Then you take that objection back to the beginning of the conversation mm-hmm. and you work that through, because it's not about something going on in their business. It's something right. going on in their relationship, or right. if it's a time issue. So, you know, so it's just a great thing to do. If you can take the money off the table, get rid of that for the moment, and then sure. work with what really is happening, because as we know, people will find the money to do what they really want to do.
Yes, they will. They
I've
will.
I've seen it over and over again. I did it myself. I sold stuff on eBay. I did whatever it took.
Yeah.
Because I was so committed to my vision.
Yes. I've had one of my clients literally sold her car. She sold her car to work with me because she was so, like, she knew that if I could help her boss up her body and her mindset, she would have the confidence to go and ask for the raise she actually deserved. And sure as shit, she did it in 6 months. So she's like, I had to walk to work for 6 months in order to pay for this. But now I got the money I actually deserve. And I was able to negotiate even more. And like all this jazz. And she goes, now I have a brand new freaking car instead of like a hoopty, right? That was getting her to and from. And I was like, yes, right? Like this sense of confidence. We own that. Like it was really not what she made it a point. Right. Yeah. She could have had all the excuses in the world. My car is yep. falling apart, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm going to sell it, even if it's just $2,000, but it's going to help me pay for something. And I'm going to yes. walk to work. I'm committed to that vision of getting healthy, because you have to remember, like, they come to me to like get healthy. And I'm like, are you willing to do what it takes? They're like, yes. I'm like, no, really? Are you committed? I like to always say, like, women either will dabble. And it's like, I kind of want to do it out of like scarcity and fear and whatever is like holding those objections. Or they'll commit and they'll find a way. And that's the type of woman that I want to work with. It's not to put them in debt, but it's like, I just make a powerful decision and I will own it. And then I will find resources on how to make all of that kind of come to life. Okay. Last question. Cause I would just love to even pick your ideas on objections all day long. Cause I know as someone who pops on sales calls all the time, I get like the craziest objections. Money is the biggest one. And then it's, I've got to run this one by my partner. And then it's, I've got to think about it. You know, it's a gut thing. I got to make sure it's like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like it's like another thing. Or then it becomes down to like, I just don't have the time. Like blah, blah, blah. But like, I would love to pick your brain, but what is the, I'm not because of time. But what is one piece of advice you would give, not just for sales, not just for value, like overall general good human being advice for the woman who's listening today, who is looking to boss up and thrive in her life and her business?
I mean, I think because of my experience, and I only teach from my experience, I don't go tell people to do a bunch of stuff that I don't do.
Yeah.
I think from my experience, honestly, getting a mentor mm-hmm. is, it was the game changer for my, I live on 40 acres by a river. Now I was six figures in debt. Having a mentor, and I've had many, and I have one now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a mutual mentor that is fantastic, and I have other mentors as well. Mm-hmm. But having someone that you can run, you know, be a board to kind of jump things off of, bounce things off of. Mm-hmm. And having someone to say, no, go left is, if you go left, it's going to take you like that. If you go right, it's still, you know, you're still not going to be perfect, but it's going to be a much more direct path to what you want.
Yeah.
And it has made everything go so much faster for me. And also just checking in with what you truly want, because we're not asked that all the time. And just really checking in, what do you really, really want? Mm-hmm. And what is the change that you want to make for yourself? Because that's got to be first. It's, you're no good to anybody if you're not making the changes for yourself.
Right.
And then making for the world and the people that you help.
I love it. You guys, game-changing strategies right here. Like, get your ass a mentor, no excuses. There are mentors that will literally mentor you for freezies. And then there are mentors that will like take you to the next level, got to invest. But again, go back and ask, what am I going to get out of this? So that I can live financially free. I will hell yes, invest in a mentor. Right. So absolutely super great advice there. And then that second piece where It was just it was huge for me, right? And that was huge. It's going to be huge for so many people too. So Paige, thank you so much for your time. I know time is valuable, and your energy and your expertise. And you guys, if you are ready to boss up and overcome whatever life's challenges that are, you know, that you're facing right now, give her a call. If you're looking to grow your, you know, your business, give me a call. If you're dead serious about bossing up your body and your and your business in a sense. But yeah, I'm proud to have helped thousands of women confidently break free from their health limitations, negative mindset stories, and help them boss up to the next level of unstoppable. So if you're in that place, seriously, you guys, click down below those links. Take advantage of Paige's opportunity here. Like, I can't wait. I'm going to go do it. It's going to be so great. But yeah, anyways, I wish you guys all the best of luck. And Paige, thank you again so much for your time
today.
Such
a treat. You're the bomb. You are the bomb.
Boom. Well, what's up? Let's do it. All right, ladies, we'll be back next week with another awesome badass episode of Boss Up Babes. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.